Hello again, and guess what? Today is November 15th, and for all of those who grew up with a real strong deer hunting legacy, this is truly a national holiday. And yeah, although it's plenty cold out here in the woods, I know it's important to keep my monthly promise and share a special Learning Moments podcast with you. Hi, my name's Marv Pikla. And although I would bet that most listeners are already betting that I'm going to talk about the unmeasurable value of building a great personal and professional legacy, and I guess maybe in some ways I may make that part of today's message, but what I want to explain to you today is more deeply what I mean when I talk so many times about the cause. One of my best friends and longtime business partners recommended that I dedicate one of my upcoming Learning Moments podcasts and try to put into professional development words what is, how important, and the strength that is created when you follow a single basic cause. So, Chief, here goes. First, to give you a solid point of reference, think about those people who wake up in the morning and can't wait to get to work. And to take that point maybe even a little farther, think about those who say they wouldn't even have to pay me to do this job. Those people know and understand the cause. I guess to try and define the cause, it is a purpose that is intentionally simple so that no one could mistake what you stand for. It is also strategically purpose contagious so that others can easily join and talk about the cause, and it really needs no explanation. My cause is to help make the world of work better. What does that mean? It means that if you think about it, everybody working full employment is kind of everybody's job. Whether it's training for people, maybe getting a grant for infrastructure, just reading to first graders, or setting up maybe a computer literacy class for those over age 75, every action is part of my cause. The beauty of my cause was that it excited many to want to join in. And from their own personal points of view and personal ideas, the cause really hence became something that belonged to everybody. I have to tell you that it is always energizing to run into someone who has a strong cause. It is recognizable, and it does not take very long to hear and feel their cause and really what they stand for. Well, I got to tell you that all this talking has not helped, you know, in my hunting campaign, and I haven't seen a deer even wander within a half a mile. But at the same time, all of those great people that I have had the privilege to work with over the years know where the cause ranks, and that it ranks right up there with my dad's deer hunting legacy. And I hope, yeah, that maybe one wanders by down the road. But for today, I hope that you understand the importance of having a cause, and I hope that you enjoyed this month's Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. And we will talk more next month.